What's happening, Polite Society? I hope you had a good week. If you're here for the first time, welcome to my channel. I'm Alan. Today, we're going to be continuing with our series on egalitarianism. We are currently examining the third wave, so let's delve in. Kimberly Crenshaw is an egalitarian scholar and critical race theorist. She's perhaps best known for coining the term intersectionality, which is now a theoretical framework that is taught in many college and university courses. Just as a heads up, I will be using the term intersectionality and its acronym IS interchangeably in this upload. In 1989, Crenshaw wrote her seminal article titled Demarginalizing the Intersection of Race and S. In this work, she argued that egalitarian theory and anti-racist politics had been organized into what happens to black men or the black middle class when it comes to race, and to white women when it comes to discrimination against females. Crenshaw believed that this framework marginalized black women and made ending racism and patriarchy more difficult to attain. Oppression for the black female is not simply based upon merely her race or only her gender. It is based upon both. In the article, she gave the analogy of a basement. She asked us to imagine that all those who are disadvantaged based upon their race, gender, class, romantic orientation, age, and/or physical ability are in this basement. Were these people to be stacked one on top of another, feet standing on shoulders, then those with the most disadvantages would be at the very bottom. Conversely, those with a single disadvantage would be on the top, with their heads touching the ceiling. The floor above was where those who are not disadvantaged in any way resided. A hatch is made available to those at the very top, but only to those who are singularly disadvantaged. Those who have multiple burdens are left below unless they can find a way to maneuver themselves into a single disadvantaged group and find a way to squeeze through the hatch. As this analogy relates to the real world and black women specifically, they can only receive protection by making a choice either based upon their disadvantages faced as African Americans, or based upon their struggles experienced as women. Crenshaw felt that the solution to this problem could be found by expanding egalitarian theory and anti-racist politics, and embracing the intersection. Single-access thought undermined legal thinking and the struggles for social justice. Strategies that reflected the needs of the black community required an analysis that included both patriarchy and chauvinism. Crenshaw's framework, of course, has been expanded to include a multitude of other disadvantaged groups in addition to black women, including Native Americans, Asians, Latinos, and members of the plus community. Let's now turn to some criticism from a biblical perspective. I'll be repeating the argumentation utilized by Dr. Tom Askell in his article, Critical Race Theory, Intersectionality, and the Gospel. I've provided a link to that article in the video description below. Dr. Askell pointed out a number of problems with intersectionality in this article. He wrote that IS centers on the way individuals differ from one another while either ignoring or downright rejecting the Bible's teaching on what humans share in common. The Baptist scholar stated that the commonality among the human race can be seen in three crucial ways as revealed in sacred scripture. First, every single human being is made in the image of God. Second, all of us have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Paul goes into length on this subject in the first three chapters of his letter to the Romans. Third, intersectionality undermines Christian unity, which believers experience with one another because of our union with Jesus Christ. God is our Father, and therefore fellow believers are our brothers and sisters in the Lord. When we come together to partake of the Lord's Supper, all any of us bring is the empty hand of repentance before a thrice holy God. Conservative evangelicals who are well versed on the subject of intersectionality have found that many left-leaning and moderate evangelical leaders sometimes attempt to use IS as a supplemental analytical tool in their teachings. But those who teach intersectionality are standing in opposition to what the sacred volume teaches about the nature of human beings, sin, grace, and justification. The ideologies and theories of IS are incompatible with the biblical gospel. The theme of the one people of God is emphasized throughout the New Testament. In Christ Jesus, there is neither Jew nor Greek, barbarian nor Scythian, male nor female, for we are all one in him. While the glorious gospel seeks to unite believers in the human race, IS seeks to divide. As a result of its incompatibility with the true gospel, intersectionality as a framework should be rejected by all true and authentic believers in Jesus Christ. Nevertheless, let's be in prayer for those who are being deceived by intersectionality and IS teachers like Kimberly Crenshaw. Let's pray that the Spirit of God will work in their hearts so that they will turn to the Lord Jesus Christ as he has freely offered in the gospel. The sources that I use for this upload are available in the video description below. All right, that's a wrap for now. Ladies and gents, if you want to share your own thoughts, be sure to do so in the comment section down below. Thanks for watching, everyone. If you like this video, please give it a thumbs up. If you like the content here, you can subscribe by clicking on the icon on the bottom right. Then you can hit the bell for notifications. I upload a new video every Wednesday and every Saturday. Have an awesome week, and for my brothers and sisters in the Lord, may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with you all always. I will see you all in the next video. God's blessings on your week.